Turn to picture 5. The next day, very early in the morning, Boaz went to call 10 elders from the village. And then he went to call the relatives who had authority to marry Ruth. Boaz told them to come and sit together. And then Boaz said to them all, "Naomi, whom we all know very well, has come back from Moab. Her husband Elimelech is now dead, but he left a chamber. Now, I'm letting you, my brother, have the first chance to buy this chamber. Will you do it?" The relative agreed, but then Boaz continued to say, "You know, Elimelech had two sons and they married Moab ladies. Ruth is one of these ladies. Now, if you buy this chamber, you must also take Ruth to be your wife." Oh, this relative forgot about this custom and he did not want to take Ruth as his wife. So he said he would not buy the chamber or marry Ruth. Boaz was happy because it now gave him a chance to marry Ruth and buy the chamber. So the elders of the village agreed that Boaz could marry Ruth and buy the chamber. Then the other relative gave Boaz one of his sandals to show that they had made an agreement. Can you see them doing this in the picture? So Boaz and Ruth were married. After some time, Ruth gave birth to a baby boy and they called him Obed. Have you heard of that name before? Can we all say it together? Obed. And Obed became the father of Jesse. And Jesse was the father of David. I think you know who David is, and we will talk about him at another time. This is the end of picture 5.